Jackie Patru and Sweet Liberty. And now, here's your host, Jackie Patru.
Hi, this is Alan here. I've been trying to get on with Jackie, and none of her lines were going through to the station. And I don't know if I'm on even now. So I try from my end, and of course I can't hook up with Jackie on one line. So, just to let you know that odd things have been happening today. About noontime, I had visits with two helicopters at treetop level. You can go into my site where I took photographs of them, put them up there. And I think that Jackie had a visit too from one this morning. So I'm just wondering what's going on here. Jackie has about three lines and none of them would go into the station. I kept saying your call is not going through. And she even tried the guest line and couldn't get that either. So there's no real reason for this kind of thing happening. Check out cuttingthroughthematrix.com and check up Sweet Liberty 2. Send an email to Jackie to let her know that if you're hearing anything at all coming through, for I've no idea if I'm on or not. So much has been happening recently with the Middle East, of course, that all the security agencies are on war footing in their own countries as well, all over the world. And there seems to be a reaction from the public's opinion towards what's happening in Beirut being flattened. And Beirut was an ultra-modern city, remember, no different than any European city, with high rises and tenement buildings, and they've been demolished. Now there's a United Nations outpost being destroyed by Israel, and one of the soldiers there was Canadian, and I've no idea what Canada's response to this has been. So things are escalating as predicted, of course, because this is supposed to be World War III, which will bring in a completely new world and a new world system, which is going to be a totalitarian system run by those who have reason, which is, according to them, logical minds. They don't believe ever what anyone else has logical minds, and high science is going to run the whole show here and tell you what to do and how to do it and when to do it and what not to do. This is a system that's to come out of this, where everyone will be monitored and most won't even know or care that they're being monitored. They're already training children to adapt to electronics and surveillance and microchipping. All the superheroes have chips in them, in the cartoons, and that makes it very appealing to the youngsters who are being trained for what's to come. But it seems at the moment they certainly don't want anyone talking about world affairs outside the authorized media. The authorized media can't be trusted for anything, because when they can't tell you about the spraying right above all our heads on a continuous basis for the last 5, 6 years or 7 years, why would you trust them on anything? That tells you the kind of control that is over the entire media. Instead, they have us yapping on about trivia and who's having the latest affair in Hollywood and what the latest fashion show or sports figures are to be. So this is what our heads are full of, as we're supposed to dream our way through this epoch in history, and as they're making it. But to get back to the point, we don't know how long independent broadcasters will be allowed to say what they're saying. And now if I wrapped reptilians into it and spacemen, I'm sure they'd encourage us to go on forever. But if you're seeing the plain facts as they are, they'll come down on you, because plain facts eventually seep through to a much wider audience. Facts which are repeated and repeated eventually have to become obvious even to those who have been dreaming their lives away. When helicopters begin to buzz your house not simply passing over, but literally circling your house, just like circling the wagon trains, you know that something's coming, and it doesn't bode well for those involved. And those who can or have the ability to download my website, Cutting Through the Matrix, should do so while it's still up there, just in case something does happen and the plug is pulled. Then at least if I'm out the way, someone else can carry on and use the information. And this is the stage we're all getting at today. We have to be ready for whatever comes. And when the big boys have practiced this, what's coming for the last 20 years, they've been building up internal armies to take care of the problems that they foresaw down the road, because we are living through an agenda planned a long time ago. They didn't write into it that they'd allow people to speak freely forever. The time is coming when this will be stopped, except for the authorized opposition, which are well funded and are backed to do what they're doing. I'll talk to Jackie after this show and see what's happened with her phones. I had no problem phoning her. She had no problem with her internet either tonight. But as soon as she started to try and get through to the station, the call came up, or the answering voice came up, saying your call did not go through, just over and over again each time she tried. And she was phoning the correct number. So perhaps those who are, to say, listening now can email Jackie and let her know if this is even being heard anywhere, because I rang once and then I had silence, so I might be on there. If there's anyone at the station, they could maybe chip in and let me know. Well, which time I've got left here? 9:18. As I say, this whole thing in the Middle East was set up probably 100 years ago or more, when they had to get somebody in there that could break up the Arab culture, if you like, and take it over. This is imperative to destroy the existing culture there. And what better to put in a culture which is completely different? And one, of course, which they knew would never, ever assimilate with the people around them. The United Nations has always looked the other way, or said tut-tut at the very, very most. And this war is going to get the whole Arab world against the West. Not just for one generation, it'll carry on for a few. Because people will fight to the last for everything that represents their culture and traditions, including their religion, which is all part of culture creation. Whether those religions are real in foundations or not, they'll fight for them because that's culture creation. The United States and the other countries will have to get involved now, because the project for a new American century had it planned before 9/11 to go into these same countries, and Iran and Syria were also to be taken out. We'll see UNESCO go in once they're taken over, grab the first generation of children and start teaching them this thing called democracy, this new way of living, because they must be standardized. This culture must be standardized worldwide. And from the big boys' perspective, this is what they call cultural necessity, a historical necessity. It doesn't matter how many have to die in the process, it's historical necessity. In other words, it must be done. Numbers in horror shows and people screaming in fear and terror or starving and or being slaughtered are irrelevant. This is the same technique that was used from the Bolshevik Revolution right through into the starvation too of the Ukrainians by the Soviets. And Arthur Koestler, in his own book, The Ghost and the Machine, admits he helped to starve to death millions of Ukrainians. And at the time, he didn't think about it. It didn't even enter his indoctrinated head. He called it was historical necessity. It was written that way. It had to be done for the future. And this is, again, this old Kabbalistic mentality of what good can come out of evil. From their point of view, there is no evil. Everything works for the greater good. And so if you wipe out millions of people here, then you can put new people in their place who are cramped somewhere else. You can move them in, and there's room to move. And people who are stuck in their old traditions and are not upgrading at the pace for industry must be removed or eliminated. This is the old socialist policy. Socialism and communism are really the same thing, both funded by the one elite, including the elite of Britain, who pretended they were opposing them, but they actually funded them. This is historically true, can be found in many history books now, not conspiracy books either. Just read the early books about the Bolshevik Revolution. The British elite who went over to visit this great experiment that they were very interested in, on social control, social conditioning in a scientific manner. And you'll find that this is all true. Trotsky himself wrote about it. He wasn't too pleased that first Lenin, then Stalin allowed this aristocracy from England or Europe to visit and be given this great tour of the new Soviet. Yeah, he wanted a perpetual war, and he was quite right in some ways. There's other ways to fight a war, but Trotsky wanted pure physical fighting, where Stalin understood that communism goes on in many other ways. It's through revolution, and most of the revolutions that happened in the West since then have been cultural revolutions, through drugs and music and the hippie era, and prior to that it was the Roaring Twenties with drugs and the miniskirt and the various dances they introduced at that time and reintroduced in the 60s when they had the pill and penicillin to treat all the VD and abortion clinics take care of the unwanted, which they didn't have in the 1920s. So they say that communism is just socialism in a hurry. And you also find that prior to the major World War II taking place, Hitler and Stalin had signed treaties. And Hitler, in one of his speeches, said that when he was talking to Lenin, he says, "You and I are not so really different. It's basically socialism. The difference being, if any, is that one pretended to be a national socialist, while the other one pretended to be simply just international socialist. But socialism is the right of the intellectual minority to run the stupid masses according to their beliefs." And the reason the West was so interested in this and funded it from the beginning is because they knew themselves that the old feudal system and even the remnants of it, which still existed into the Edwardian times, couldn't last forever. But a public that was getting even a lower type education, once they could read, would eventually catch on to deeper books that generally the elite had read before. and realize that this order of things didn't have to be this way. This, what they call the natural order at the top, it didn't have to be this way with subservient peoples. So they funded the Soviet experiment because for the future they saw they'd have the third way, as Alvin Toffler called it in his book, where they'd merge capitalism and communism together. And you'd have a dominant minority, as Aldous Huxley called them, at the top, those who had proven through interbreeding and holding on to their power and accumulating wealth that they had the right to be at the top of the guardian class. And then underneath them they'd have another group of bureaucrats, many levels of bureaucrats running the general public in a communistic fashion and dictating to them through experts how they should live and run their lives and what they should do. But this system was to be worldwide. And you can't have a worldwide system when you have opposing cultures, very very opposite in their ways and traditions, very old cultures that wouldn't succumb to it. If they could have done it through persuasion and television and altered foreign cultures that way, they would have, but it didn't work with the Arab cultures or the Muslim countries. So they have no option now but to use force, and that's exactly what they're doing. If they had to use television and propaganda and comedies to get culture changes through and music, it could have taken another 100 years, and they don't have that kind of time. And that's why everything's happening now. And if George Bush had given the command to attack these other countries outside of Iraq, then he would have plummeted in the polls. And so he gets his other estate to do it for him. And that's why Israel's taking the lead and everybody else must follow. And we will be told by the mainstream media is that because of all the chaos that's occurred, we can't pull out now, we can't back off now. This is what they do once it's happened. So, so that's where we are now with this. So that, I think the bell went off, so I'll be back in a minute.
Listening to the First Amendment Radio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at First Amendment Radio.com.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at First Amendment Radio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at firstamendmentradio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on firstamendmentradio.com are listener-supported. Don't do internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at firstamendmentradio.com.
If you read the history books, the most often asked question to Southerners was this: why did you fight? And the most often given answer is, because you're here. In other words, the South did not invade the North invaded the South.
Was it the Civil War or
War of Federal Aggression. John Weaver sets the record straight in this DVD series on the Civil War from the Old Paths Christian History Conference. Was there a war to set the slaves free, or was it a war to enslave us all? Get this DVD and judge for yourself. War of Federal Aggression. Get this DVD presentation for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Call 559-781-3773. The truth seems strange only because we've been indoctrinated with a fiction. War of Federal Aggression. Get it today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Hello, I'm back on the line. This is Alan Watt. Jackie tried to get through, and we're connected together to the station about 10 times, right on time at 9, and none of our phone lines would go through to the station, and we don't know what's going on. I got through from my end, but I can't hook up with Jackie on one line. So I'm just taking over from here. And just to remind people that odd things are happening now with independent broadcasters, where they're being under surveillance. And check into my website at www.cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you'll see the helicopters that were circling me this morning, or at noontime today. There were actually two of them. No other place was circled, just down to my place and round about, and I thought one of them was going to land. It was so low. I've even got the ID off the bottom of them, the actual lettering. So we're being surveyed because of what we might say, and that's quite an object lesson in this kind of world we're living in, where we constantly think we're free because we can have as much sex as we want, watch as much sport as we want, and all these silly advertisements about boozing and trivia and all the kind of stuff that we're encouraged to fill our heads with. But when words from a few individuals can have such import that you will be under surveillance for stating what you know are facts, and you can put across to people, then you certainly become a threat to the powers that be, because their whole strategy, right up to the present, not just in this generation but to previous generations, has been to keep them occupied with trivia and crisis. And eventually you live in a surrealistic world where horror shows are presented on the one hand with the news broadcasts until you become immune to the horror that happens in the world, as long as it's somewhere over there, interspersed with sports and Hollywood stars and affairs, until nothing's real to us anymore. And that becomes surrealistic, where nothing is real. It's almost a technique, and it is a technique of psychological warfare, which emulates, in a sense, the same kind of mentality a person who'd been on hallucinogenic drugs was on, because they lose eventually their affect, and your affect is your emotional connection with things and other people. You become immune to it. Major things like noise will startle you, or sex being thrown at you constantly on television. That kind of thing might get their attention of a schizophrenic, but most things eventually lose interest to the schizophrenic. So we're being made schizoid in this society. And those who are not authorized to be the opposition, the authorized exposers of this system, will eventually be eliminated, and we don't know if that's starting to happen now or not. People should think for themselves, if they can think at all. Few people really will have the motivation to think outside the box, because it's quite nice at times if you've been conditioned into it with all of its stimuli, process stimuli. It's kind of scary to venture out for some people. You'd rather stay in the cocoon, the womb, the world that's been built around them, for them to believe in, mainly through fiction and television series and comedies, so much so that they cannot use their own powers of reason to figure out what's happening, not only in the greater world, but in their own world around about them. It takes motivation to break out. Some people have it, a few have it, most don't. Because you can train people. And I've always said that it's easier to control the masses and train the masses along a cultural creation techniques, which are always ongoing and being updated, than a certain individuals who think for themselves. That's why Huxley said that the majority of the public are suggestible and hypnotizable. They're easily put under the spell of hypnosis by media through the visual, the auditory senses. They can be put under a form of hypnosis where they sleep through their life, they float through it, they float through the crises, they float through the changes. Most people who are alive today have lived through the changeover of industry from America and the West to China. They never investigated why it was happening. It just, when they reflect on it, it just kind of happened. The media didn't make any big deal about it either. And like Brzezinski said, the general public will be unable to think for themselves shortly, because the media will be doing the reasoning for them. And the public truly believes, I mean, trained to believe, that those familiar faces on the 10 o'clock news or 11 o'clock news, that have grown up with it often, are telling them the truth. They're there to do their thinking for them. They'll tell you all you need to know. And you can change or give opinions to people quite easily by experts, people that you're trained to look up to. You don't suspect they could possibly be lying to you. And lying is often done through the presentation of some of the facts and the withholding of other facts. And those other facts would completely change your view on things if you were allowed access to them. People will bounce off their sanity to each other. They test their sanity by giving their opinions out cautiously to those around them in the workplace or through family. And if those family all parrot back the same conditioned responses from the media they've been downloaded with, and from their education that they've been downloaded with, then the person who thinks the same will say, well, I'm sane because we all think the same thing. They forget that at one time it was the law. When the Vatican ruled, it was the law to believe that the earth was flat. And whole nations believed it because they were supposed to believe it. The proper authorities saw to it that the proper indoctrination was given, and the people believed properly. and nothing has changed today. Anchor people on the media are paid like movie stars, and yet all they do every day is to read a dummy board, something that rolls in front of them, and they read it off, but they appear to be looking with confidence right at you, eyeball to eyeball, and you grew up with them, and they're paid so much money to keep them there, to make them a regular participant in your home at your evening meal, or just before you go to bed when you're really suggestible. This is something they found out a long time ago, that people, when they're tired, will still stay up to see their favorite media person, tell them all they have to know. And if you look back in history around the 1950s, most of the late night media started at 9 p.m. and it was on for about half an hour. You didn't have sports in Hollywood interspaced with it. And then they tried 10 p.m. Now, the beginning of your work period didn't change at all in the morning. And so people started to do without the same amount of sleep. And now they have 11 p.m. news. And people still will stay up for it in case they miss something important, because their friends will be talking about it at work the next day, and you don't want to be the odd one out. So you're highly suggestible when you're tired. And it doesn't even occur to you that it could be another half of the story you're not being told. And it doesn't occur to you that history doesn't just happen by chance. History is made of long-term planning. That's what diplomatic corps do. That's what the State Department does. They have long-term goals and agendas. And it can take generations of them to achieve even one part of it. They specialize in different areas. Now, the project for the new American century was designed to take over where Britain, at least the British force and taxpayers and armies, left off, to bring in this world empire, the Novus Ordo Seclorum. And we're seeing it run ahead now. And we're seeing other branches, other states of the U.S. that pretend to be different from the U.S. taking major leaps in this to take the heat off of the U.S. But because of treaties, and again through treaties through the U.N., well, gee, we just all got to get involved now. What a coincidence, this is all set up in advance, right after they just updated the NATO Charter. The NATO Charter was the embryo for the United Nations Charter. And you go back and read the speeches given at the first NATO conference when it was set up, and they tell you what its purpose was. And this was to be the beginning of a world order. Every country on the planet is under this terrorism scare. Every country on the planet has been building up its internal forces to deal with today for at least the last 15 to 20 years. In the mid-90s, after the Cold War was supposedly over, and the communism had fallen on the ground, we saw practice demonstrations of emergency management agencies for disasters in all small towns across Canada, mid-90s. And apparently it happened in some places in the States as well. We didn't have these kind of rehearsals during the Cold War, when we were supposed to get nuked any minute, according to the big boys, and that was all nonsense too. So suddenly we had them all practicing bombings in little places like Allison, Ontario, and people paid to dress up with tomato sauce and bandages, and the army's involved, and the police are involved, and the fire engines are involved for these strange catastrophes that... And when you asked anybody at the time, don't you think this is odd? No. They'd only think it was odd if the media told them to think about it. And that's exactly what Brzezinski said that they've been training the public to do. If the media doesn't tell them to dwell on something, they will not do it for themselves. Many of the people in this present history, those who are going down with putting forward bills and more bills and more bills to change our way of living, I don't even follow their names because they themselves personally are irrelevant. You don't need a blow-by-blow account if you know the whole agenda. Why bother? If it's one face saying something is as good as the next, as far as I'm concerned. And we shouldn't get ourselves in a tizzy or a panic by those who are put up there to be official opposition. Because their job is to terrify you by overdosing you with possibilities of horror coming your way. People can only accept one particular topic of bad news, or one subject at a time. When you get machine gunned with 20 things that are going to happen to you in 10 minutes, your mind becomes disabled. You think you're being informed by someone on your side, if you have a side, but you're really being disabled through terror and fear. And that's another part of psychological warfare. It isn't really important which side, if you like, gives it to you, as long as it's given to you. There's never been a time in history where the public have all agreed to go along and demand something unanimously. The system has always been given to you to a divide and conquer way of running things. We saw this even with the creation of unions. And the big boys put their own men in at the top of the unions. And when the Steelworkers Association were living high on the hog at one time, they didn't care about some low person sweeping the floor in stores or flipping hamburgers. So everyone was even divided then. And we listen to most, even AM stations, your local or city talk show hosts. They can get you going every day with their trivia talk. They'll give you some emotional topic and give you a pro and a con. And sure enough, people will phone in with this side or the other side, never realizing they've just been caught up in a trap laid out for them. You'll seldom get a person coming out with a comment from a different point of view than the one the presenter gives to them, this or that, left or right, up or down. People fall into the traps that are laid for them so quickly and easily. And it's the same with world affairs. Everybody's been given their opinion on world affairs, and it's been carefully selected and smoothed and given its plastic surgery before it's presented to you. And very few people will study history to find out why they're at this step today, but they'll all have the opinion that's downloaded into them by their favorite media personality, their favorite expert. And they'll think they know it all. And that's why we're in the mess we're in. It was always said, those who don't know their history are doomed to repeat it. And that was one of the reasons that was stated over 100 years ago. Actually, in the late 1800s, the family unit would have to be destroyed especially the extended family unit. Just not so long ago, we didn't have old age homes. Grandparents lived with the families, and they had history, oral traditions, which were passed on to their grandchildren. And that was very, very important. Today, they're popped off into these exit homes, you know, Sunset Boulevard and all this stuff. And the parents don't have much time for their own children, in fact. They now expect schooling to give them their values. And they're quite right, if the schooling is giving them their values, along with the media and the music culture and the movies, it all works hand in hand. There are no independent sides to culture creation. They're all unified to create the one culture. So the extended family has been destroyed. The parent-to-child relationship with history has been pretty well destroyed as well. The parents are watching TV or playing in computers, and so are the children. That's when they're home at all. For 20 years, we've watched video games, over 20 years, being given to children, hypnotizing them with the object of getting from here to there and killing as many of these figures as possible. So they were trained to act automatically, desensitize them to killing, for the generations to be sent off to war. That's why 20 odd years ago they really pushed these video games, which then were used exclusively, or priorly they'd been used exclusively for the military, to desensitize soldiers in combat. Nothing happens by chance. They knew they needed a dumbed-down population with no real bond to the culture they came from, who would unify together in uniform, all conditioned the same way to kill whoever they were told to, because it would be fun. All for today, because this was planned a long, long time ago. And you'll notice a tremendous absence of the peace marches. Where are they? Where's all the big leaders of the peace marches today? Well, they're not there because the thousands of followers don't have the leaders telling them what to do. Because the followers, as always, well-meaning as they are followers. They follow their leaders. And when their leaders are bought and paid for and supplied and they're told to sit down and keep quiet, so do the followers. That's how simple it works. The big NGOs are funded by the same people who are running the show today. The great foundations. In the 1700s, books were put out warning the public about the rise of the what they called philanthropists. These are multi-billionaires, all high masons, way higher than your local lodges get to. And these big philanthropists would decide which NGOs they would create and fund, and they would demand changes in society along a certain way, and the general public would watch it happen, and of course governments would say, well, we're glad you demanded this because we're ready to sign it and put it into law. That's how the world is run today, by the rich men of the world paying their front men, the big NGO leaders. John Robison wrote about it in the 1700s. And we're watching it today, thinking it's all quite normal and natural, just grassroots organizations, and they're not. So this is Alan Watt again, just before we close, got a couple of minutes to say that Jackie could not get through tonight on Sweet Liberty, on Darren's broadcast, First Amendment Radio. She tried her different phone lines, and each one got the same answer, that her call would not go through. And so we don't know why this is happening. And I didn't get on until late. I tried direct, but I couldn't link up with Jackie on the one phone line here, my end. So those who are listening to the show, please email myself at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Look at the latest video on the yellow drip road and the choppers that visited me today, and email Jackie at Sweet Liberty, and tune in next week, because hopefully whatever gremlins are on the phone lines may be removed. But I do think we're getting to the end of the road with what we think of as free speech. There's a price you pay for everything if you're not on the same agenda as the authorized oppositions. And free thinkers are definitely not encouraged in this day and age. So for all the listeners out there, check out the website, check out the yellow rain that's been coming down with the latest admixture to the alchemical air mixture, the spray that we've been having. Check out the photographs on the helicopters, and we'll hopefully talk to you next week at 9 o'clock, hopefully. Bye for now.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.